three men, apparently the commanders, are heading towards the square with right hands raised and as any kind of negotiation. Two of the black, bearded does the same, and so they meet perhaps 50 meters from the two battle, ready groups. After a brief stop, makes the soldier groups to turn, and after those, with still about 200 meters, the black, bearded, with the emperor's death ended the enmity. In our job is included to periodically check the number of planets that we monitor, says my friend, and often we do it with the help of film footages. As you know, our vessels can stand completely still, and with our equipment, we can meet any distance whatsoever. This sequence that you saw is about a planet located maybe 30 light years from your own and under development, but 2,000 to 3,000 years after yours. The Emperor has brought war and conquered several countries, but with the black, bearded, he has failed, and therefore, he was terrible hatred from them. In the last campaign, he managed to take a number of prisoners, and he had planned a bestial death for them. That's why he let another group of prisoners be crushed to the cliffs. He knew that the water would soon rise, then would the sharks are lured in. When the black, bearded toppled down, would their fate be to be eaten by those monsters? Now he was himself that, instead. But how can such tyrants arise? I ask. For some reason, he says, happens such almost always, especially during a planet's development, but it can also occur when civilization has begun. According to our laws, we must never intervene or interfere with the development in other ways than through various directives, so that this development is not made entirely impossible. As I talked to you about, is the law of he who has control over everything, or she, who oversees about everything, that such incorrigible offenders will begin their development perhaps on a completely different planet. This is part of the punishment. So are the laws that all living is governed by. There are no shortcuts. I must admit that I had never thought of publishing this uptake, which have actually given me many nightmares, but because I think it might be important for the reader to get an insight also in what such events, I represent all that I have written down so many years ago. Then all these events, as my friend always shows, are performed in colors and in three dimensions, allows everything that is going on to be so incredibly natural, as if I myself saw it to be on the place. It's getting time for us to part, but I will be in contact again. I have a few additional thoughts which I shall read to you. So at the last moment I come here to think about a question I wanted to ask if we met again. The strange thing is that when we talk, I almost never remember these questions, because I am apparently hypnotized somehow, but now I had the opportunity. Over my right I had long developed a type of fat lump of brownish tint that started bothering me when I wore my uniform cap. I had long been meaning to ask if these people had any method to remove it. Otherwise, I must let surgically remove it. He looks at it, opens a cabinet and takes out a shiny instrument that most resembles a small pump, maybe 10, 12 centimeters long. Then he looks again at the right place, and say, now it cools it a bit, but it goes just over. And I probably felt a cooling feeling, but only for a moment. So it is okay / clear, he says. Shortly thereafter, I wake up. For some reason I had gone up and sit down in an armchair. When I try to rise, it hits me back in a dizzy feeling, and so once again I come to life, and now I recognize the room, furnitures, paintings, curtains and more. Now I'm back again. In order not to forget anything, I go into my writing room, and for more than 4 hours, I write down the whole event. At some wobbly legs, I go into the bathroom, and now first comes in thoughts of my surgery. I can hardly believe my eyes when I look in the mirror, and instead of the fat, bulge, are now an approximately 5 millimeters wide, circular wound with a few drops of blood. I set a bandage over, and so after a week, it is removed and leaves a red mark only, as evidence that something has happened. I'm thinking about if I, myself during sleep, in any way with my nails, may have done the surgery, but in that case, both the pillow as the sheets would have turned sharply bloodied. I wrote that the only evidence was a red mark, but after a few years, this red mark has gone. It goes even to say that there is a small but full noticeable notch in the frontal bone over the right eye, but though nothing that bothers the least.